American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Last night, Senator J.D. Vance officially accepted the Republican nomination for vice president.
Tonight is a night of hope, a celebration of what America once was, and with God's grace, what it will soon be again. Together, we will put the citizens of America first, whatever the color of their skin. We will, in short, make America great again.
One of the most powerful moments at the RNC came last night when Gold Star families of service members killed in the Afghanistan withdrawal took the stage to honor the fallen and send a direct message to the White House.
Joe Biden said the withdrawal from Afghanistan was an extraordinary success. Look at our faces. Look at our pain and our heartbreak, and look at our rage. That was not an extraordinary success.
Our son, Corporal Hunter Lopez, whose name Joe Biden has refused to say out loud, was killed on August 26, 2021.
While Joe Biden has refused to recognize their sacrifice, Donald Trump spent 6 hours in Bedminster with us. He allowed us to grieve. He allowed us to remember our heroes.
During the recent debate, Biden said no U.S. service members died on his watch. Darren Hoover lost his son, Sergeant Taylor Hoover.
I could not believe the words that I had heard come out of his mouth. It makes me wonder if he even knows his own name right now, let alone anything else.
Recent polls show that two-thirds of Democrats do not want Joe Biden on the ticket. Only 3 in 10 in the same survey are confident in his mental capacity. This despite his claims that, quote, average Democrats are still with me. And the news gets worse for Biden. A brand new Fox poll showing that 76% of voters say they are cutting back in order to meet basic needs. Remember, Joe Biden keeps saying inflation is coming down.
What do you tell people who are paying $6 for cereal? They can't take their kids to a movie or a ball game.
Tell them what's happening is inflation is coming down. It is coming down. You have 16 Nobel laureates in economics saying that it's coming down. I think you're going to see. I have not spoken to the Fed. My guess is they're going to reduce rates. What we have to do is deal with the corporate greed. What's happened here is since the pandemic, corporate profits have doubled.
A conservative black activist thinks Joe Biden's recent speech before the NAACP was nothing but an act of desperation.
While Republicans met in Milwaukee for their national convention, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People held its convention in Las Vegas. And President Biden addressed that gathering in his first campaign appearance since Saturday's attempted assassination of former President Trump. But Biden didn't hold back from tearing into his political rival, as polls show the president with a sagging favorability among both black and Latino voters. Donna Jackson is the director of membership development for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network.
I think this is an act of desperation. I know that right now his presidency is on life support, and that's because the individuals and the demographic that largely put him into the position he has now are actually turning their backs because of his policies.
Jackson says what we see from Democrats is a party that is pushing rhetoric that makes us feel un-American.
People want to be a part of this experience. It's the reason why so many people want to come here. So many people see a place where they can have greater opportunity. That's not what's happening with the policies that's been put forth in the last 3.5 years. And right now, we're seeing the reverse of that, and we're seeing that the party that's providing us with opportunities is actually coming from the conservatives.
I'm Chad Groening.
More news online at AFN.net, at the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.